Welcome to The Decision Environment, a weekly commentary on authority, leadership, and systemic governance, available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I'm Bess Oboro-Tumi. This week's episode, what happens just before people change direction? Change direction is rarely a single moment. In corporate life, it's often described as a decisive pivot, a bold strategic move, or a necessary organizational correction. But those descriptions usually come after the fact. They make the change appear cleaner than it was. They suggest that someone saw the problem, evaluated the evidence, chose a new path, and moved. Yet in complex organizations, especially those led by CROs and COOs and senior decision makers operating under pressure, the period just before people change direction is often far more ambiguous. It is not marked by certainty. It's marked by tension, delay, competing interpretations, internal resistance, and the slow collapse of the old logic. Before people change direction, they often spend a considerable amount of time defending the direction they are already in. This is not always irrational. In complex decision-making environments, consistency has value. Organizations cannot shift strategy every time there is discomfort, market movement, stakeholder pressure, or operational friction. A level of commitment is necessary for execution. However, the difficulty arises when commitment becomes attachment. The original decision begins to carry emotional, political, and reputational weight. People are no longer simply evaluating whether a course of action is still viable. They are also evaluating what it would mean to admit that the previous course may no longer be right. This is why strategic hesitation can be so difficult to diagnose. From the outside, hesitation may look like poor leadership, indecision, or lack of confidence. Internally, it often feels much more complicated. Leaders may have data suggesting the need for a different approach, but the organization may not yet have the language, confidence, or permission to name the shift. The issue is not always that people do not see the warning signs. In many cases, they do. They see the delay in delivery. They see the risks accumulating. They see the customer response weakening, the internal controls becoming stretched, the operating model struggling under pressure, or the financial assumptions beginning to lose credibility. Yet recognition and action are not the same thing. Just before people change direction, one of the first things that happens is a disturbance in the organizational narrative. Every strategy depends on a story. That story explains why the organization is doing what it is doing, why the chosen priorities matter, why the risks are acceptable, and why the resources have been allocated in a particular way. As long as that story remains persuasive, people can tolerate difficulty. They can accept short-term pain because they believe it's connected to a longer-term gain. But when the story begins to weaken, the same difficulties start to feel different. What was once described as a temporary challenge starts to look like a structural problem. What was once treated as normal resistance starts to look like evidence of deeper misalignment. At this stage, the organization may not openly say that it needs to change direction. Instead, the language begins to shift subtly. Leaders start asking more fundamental questions. Are we solving the right problem? Is this still the right priority? Are we measuring the right outcomes? Do we have the right governance in place? Is this level of operational risk still acceptable? These questions matter because they signal that the organization is moving from execution mode into interpretation mode. The issue is no longer only how to deliver the existing plan. The issue becomes whether the plan still deserves to be delivered in its current form. For CROs, this period is particularly significant because risk often becomes visible before consensus does. The risk function may detect patterns that the rest of the organization is not yet ready to accept. A risk indicator may show deterioration, but business leaders may still believe the problem can be managed within the current strategy. This creates a familiar tension. The organization wants to remain committed, but the evidence is beginning to ask for reconsideration. At this point, risk leadership is not only about escalation, it's about helping the organization understand the difference between temporary volatility and a genuine signal that the current path may be losing integrity. For COOs, the same moment may appear through execution strain. Operations often reveal the truth of a strategy before board papers do. A plan may look coherent at executive level, but if the operating model cannot absorb it, the organization will begin to show signs of stress. Teams may become reactive, processes may become informal, controls may be bypassed in the name of speed, delivery timelines may rely on heroic effort rather than sustainable capability. In those moments, operational risk is no longer a secondary concern. It becomes a form of organizational intelligence. It tells leaders whether the current direction is executable, scalable, and defensible. Another thing that happens before people change direction is the cost of staying the same becomes more emotionally visible. Organizations are very good at calculating the cost of change. They can estimate transition costs, resource implications, stakeholder disruption, regulatory exposure, and delivery risk. They are less good at calculating the cost of continuing with a direction that no longer fits reality. That cost is often dispersed across departments, absorbed by teams, hidden inside delays, or normalized through excessive meetings, workarounds, and repeated exceptions. By the time leaders recognize the full cost of staying the same, the organization may already have spent months managing consequences that could have been addressed earlier. This is where leadership alignment becomes critical. People rarely change direction together simply because new information appears. Information must be interpreted, legitimized, and translated into a shared decision. In complex organizations, different leaders may be looking at the same facts through different lenses. The CFO may see cost exposure, the COO may see execution failure, the CRO may see control weakness, the CEO may see reputational risk, the commercial function may see market opportunity or customer loss. The challenge is not merely to collect more data, the challenge is to create alignment around what the data means. Without leadership alignment, the organization enters a dangerous middle space. It knows enough to doubt the current direction, but not enough collectively to move. This is where strategic hesitation becomes expensive. People continue to attend meetings, produce updates, and refine plans, but the energy has changed. The organization is no longer fully committed to the old direction, yet it has not authorized a new one. Decisions become slower, accountability becomes blurred, teams sense uncertainty but are not given clarity. In this space, people often wait for more evidence when what they really need is executive permission to act on the evidence already available. The period before people change direction is also marked by a struggle over identity. This is often underestimated in corporate decision environments. A strategic shift is rarely just technical. It can challenge how leaders see themselves and how the organizations want to be seen. If a company has built its identity around innovation, it may struggle to admit that a transformation program has overreached. If a leadership team has positioned itself as decisive, it may find it difficult to pause or reverse course. If a business unit has defended a particular operating model for years, it may resist evidence that the model is no longer fit for purpose. The harder the organization has identified with a direction, the harder it becomes to reconsider it. This is why some of the most important work before change happens is psychological, not procedural. Governance forums, risk committees, and executive meetings may provide the structure for decisions, but the deeper issue is whether people feel safe enough to revise their position. In high-risk environments, changing one's mind may be interpreted as weakness, inconsistency, or failure. Yet mature leadership requires the opposite interpretation. The ability to change direction in response to better evidence is not a failure of judgment. It is a sign that judgment remains active. There is also a moment when the organization begins to reframe the problem. This is often the intellectual turning point. Before this moment, the organization may be asking, how do we make this work? After this moment, the question becomes, is this still the right thing to make work? Is this still the right thing to make work? That shift is subtle but profound. It changes the decision from a delivery problem into a strategic problem. It invites leaders to examine assumptions rather than merely optimize execution. In many cases, the breakthrough comes when the organization realizes it has been trying to improve performance within the wrong frame. For example, a firm may believe it has a delivery issue when actually it has a prioritization issue. It may believe it has a people capability issue when actually it has a governance issue. It may believe it has a technology issue when actually it has a decision rights issue. It may believe it has a compliance problem when actually it has a cultural tolerance for ambiguity. Just before people change direction, the true nature of the problem often becomes harder to ignore. The surface explanation no longer holds. The organization has to confront the deeper pattern. At this point, the role of senior leadership is not to rush into dramatic movement. It is to create disciplined clarity. A decision to change direction should not be driven by panic, pressure, or the desire to appear responsive. It should come from a careful recognition that the current path no longer produces the outcomes, resilience, or control the organization requires. This is where CROs and CROs can bring particular value. They can help distinguish between discomfort that comes from necessary change and dysfunction that comes from poor direction. They can also ensure that any shift is not merely symbolic, but operationally grounded. The danger in this phase is that organizations may seek relief rather than resolution. When pressure builds, a new direction can become attractive simply because it offers emotional release. Leaders may announce a pivot, restructure a function, change a program name, or introduce a new governance layer without Leaders may announce a pivot, restructure a function, change a program name, or introduce a new governance layer without addressing the underlying issue. This gives the appearance of movement, but not necessarily the substance of change. To change direction well, leaders must be honest about what has actually changed. Has the external environment shifted? Have internal assumptions been invalidated? Has the risk profile become unacceptable? Has execution revealed a structural weakness? Has the organization outgrown the model it is still trying to use? A serious change in direction requires a serious explanation. People inside the organization need to understand why the shift is happening, what has been learned, what will stop, what will continue, and how success will be measured. Without this explanation, change can create cynicism. Employees may interpret the shift as another executive reaction, another initiative, another cycle of uncertainty. This is particularly true in organizations that have experienced repeated transformations without clear outcomes. In such environments, the quality of the narrative becomes part of the control environment. People need to know that the organization is not simply moving again, but moving with greater understanding. The final thing that happens before people change direction is that the future begins to feel more credible than the past. This does not mean that the new path is easy or risk-free. It means that the organization can no longer fully believe in the old direction. The old assumptions have lost authority. The old explanations require too much defending. The old plan may still exist on paper, but it no longer commands conviction. At the same time, the alternatives begin to take shape. It may start as a question, then a scenario, then a recommendation, then a decision. What looked impossible or premature months earlier begins to feel necessary. This is the point at which leadership becomes visible, not in the announcement, but in the willingness to interpret reality with discipline, not in the performance of decisiveness, but in the courage to move when the evidence, risk profile, and organizational truth require it. To change direction is not simply to abandon one path and choose another. It's to admit that direction must remain accountable to reality. It is to recognize that strategy is not protected by pride, history, or effort. It is protected by the quality of judgment that surrounds it. For CROs and COOs and senior leaders, the period just before people change direction deserves closer attention because it is often where value is either preserved or lost.
If the organization waits too long, risk compounds. If it moves too quickly, it may mistake noise for signal. If it suppresses disagreement, it weakens judgment. If it treats uncertainty as failure, it prevents learning. The task is not to eliminate tension, but to read it well. Tension often tells the organization that something important is trying to surface. In the end, what happens just before people change direction is not a sudden awakening. It is a slow rearrangement of belief. Evidence accumulates, the narrative weakens, the cost of staying still becomes clear, leadership alignment becomes necessary, operational reality challenges strategic ambition. Risk becomes harder to contain within the old assumptions. Then eventually the organization reaches a point where remaining on the same path requires more denial than movement would require courage. That is the moment before change. It is uncomfortable, but it's also valuable. It is the point where judgment is tested, not by whether leaders can defend the original plan, but by whether they can recognize when the plan has stopped serving the organization. The most capable leaders are not those who never need to change direction. They are those who can see the moment clearly, explain it honestly, and move with enough discipline to make the next direction stronger than the last.